So they come to him in greater numbers where he's staying at his lodging, and they sit down with Paul. And it says, from morning till evening, he does what? He expounded to them about Jesus from the law of Moses and from the prophets. He expounded to them. Expounding is what I'm doing right now. Expounding is not inventing. Expounding simply means, that Greek word means to expose, to reveal. This is a difference between the Apostle Paul's preaching and many preachers you see today. Many preachers today think that you have to be creative when you're preaching. When Paul says, I don't have to be creative, I have to expose. All I have to do is open up the Bible. That's what it means that he opened up the law of Moses and the prophets. He started with Genesis, and he went all the way through the Old Testament, and he exposed to them what was already there. He doesn't have to add anything. He doesn't have to invent anything. There's plenty of material, and the power is in the material. The power is in the testimony about Jesus. And he says Jesus is all through the Old Testament. Some of the reformers spoke about the Old Testament and the New Testament this way. They say, in the old, the new is concealed. And in the new, the old is revealed. They say simply this, that the New Testament is a demonstration of what Paul is doing here. The New Testament is an expounding, it is an exposition, it is an expository sermon on the Old Testament. And that exposition, that unfolding, that unveiling, that exposing, exposes the person of Jesus throughout. Can you imagine sitting there with the Apostle Paul as he expounds to them the hope of Israel, Jesus Christ, from the Old Testament? Can you imagine the Apostle Paul telling them the hope of Israel is Jesus Christ, proven to you by the fact that God has raised him from the dead and made him Lord of all. Could you believe, could you imagine sitting there with Paul as he sat there and he showed them how Isaiah the prophet testified that Jesus would be born of a woman, born of a virgin in Isaiah 7. And Paul said, that's Jesus. Born of a woman, born of a virgin in Bethlehem, Judea. Could you imagine sitting there as the Apostle Paul sat there and told them that Jesus is, he unfolds the genealogies in the Old Testament, says Jesus is the rightful son of David. Jesus fulfills the promise that God made to King David in 2 Samuel chapter 7 that he would place on his throne forevermore somebody to rule. And Paul says, that's Jesus. Let me show you from the Bible. Can you imagine sitting there with Paul as he showed them from Genesis chapter 22 where God makes a promise, a covenant with Abraham, and he tells him, through your offspring, through your seed, singular seed, through your child, I will bless all the nations. And the Apostle Paul says, that one who has come to bless the nations, that's Jesus. He's right here in the Old Testament. Could you imagine the Apostle Paul opening up Genesis chapter 3 and showing them that Jesus is the son of Adam and Eve, that seed promised to the woman that would crush the head of the serpent. And he's sitting there able to say to them, this is what Jesus did on the cross. Jesus crushed the head of the one who accuses us for our sins. Jesus took in his body all the accusations, all the penalty due us for our sins. And it's nailed to the cross, and you don't have to bear it anymore if you place your faith in Jesus. He's exposing Christ to them from the Word. Friends, we don't need to be creative when we are expounding God's Word. We just need to be exposing it. We don't need to be creative. I've said this before. We need to be regurgitative. We need to be able to read this, spit it back out. That's all we have to do. We don't need cars on the stage and smoke and lights. That's not where power is. Power is in the Word. The Word of God is living and active and sharper than any two-edged sword. It's able to pierce and divide soul and spirit, joint and marrow. The power is in the gospel. It is in the Word. That's why the Apostle Paul says, "For I'm not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, to the Jew first and also to the Greek." The power in what we preach is the exposing of Christ in all the scriptures. It's not in being creative.